The head of Greece's privatization agency was sacked without warning yesterday after taking a private plane ride with a leading businessman who bought state assets. John Carr reports from Athens.
Stelios Stavridis was unceremoniously sacked at the height of the holiday season on the orders of Prime Minister Antonis Samaras when he heard of the favor that Stavridis had allegedly accepted from private interests. Most people here in Athens believe that privatizations were just not proceeding quickly enough and that Samaras found the excuse he needed to ease him out. An official announcement that the finance minister, Yanis Tournaras, asked for Stavridis' resignation, apparently to forestall a media scandal. The privatizations agency recently sold off one-third of the lucrative Greek state gaming business. Stavridis' mistake was that he accepted a holiday lift in a private plane belonging to the buyer, suggesting a conflict of interest. Stavridis himself, in his resignation statement, avoided any criticism of Samaras. The sacking of the privatizations boss shows how sensitive Samaras is to any suggestion of cronyism in the state mechanism. He also is impatient with the slow pace of privatizations, which has been criticized by Greece's creditors, and the troika of creditors is due here in Athens again next month, and Samaras is anxious to speed up reforms so that the bailout money can keep coming in. This week, Samaras is going to ratchet up the pressure on his ministers for results in cost-cutting and raising tax revenues. It'll be a tough 2 weeks before the troika gets here. I'm John Carr in Athens for Vatican Radio.